Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the radio show with Cindy Sharp.
Cindy Sharp.
You know the girl. She's all heart.
So full of heart.
She got your back.
Yeah.
Helping you to let go of the lack.
Let go of that lack.
Yeah. That's what sharpening your spirit radio is for. Okay, sharpening your spirit radio is here to say, and show yourself and heal others starting today. Is your home. Sharpening your spirit radio is here to say, accept yourself and heal others starting today.
Okay.
Sharpening your spirit radio is here to say, accept yourself and heal others starting today.
That is right. Accept yourself and heal yourself today, so you can get out on a big, fat, loving mission and heal others. Hi, everybody. It is your coach and your host, Cindy Sharp, and it is the Sharpen Your Spirit radio show. And you know what we do today? It's 15 minutes to thrive to keep your spiritual business alive. If you're not familiar with Sharpening Your Spirit or myself, I'm a spiritual business coach. We do this show quick, fast, down, dirty, with big, fat love to give you the information that you need to get yourself out there, not only to heal yourself, to heal others, but to heal the world, because that's what you're being called to do. So you can look me up at sharpeningyourspirit.com to get some more information and some other things that we do to support you as a healer, as a spiritual entrepreneur, as just a spirit-filled heart that's on this earth doing the best you can to make every day a loving day. So here is what we're going to talk about. And I just want to say, gosh, I get this question all the time. And I think many people are getting this calling. And so here's the question. Are you a spiritual healer? How do you know if you're a healer? How do you know if you're being called? How do you know if this is what is meant for you? If you're getting those feelings of being really confused, I'm not really quite sure, is this the direction I'm supposed to be? Am I not supposed to be go in this direction? You know, if you're feeling like there's something bigger, but you're not sure what it is, and you're not sure how to find it within yourself, today is a day, because we're going to give you, gosh, a few different things that you can do and a lot of great information that you can start asking yourself and looking in a loving, spiritual, heartfelt way at yourself, so you can say, maybe I am getting the calling. Maybe I am getting the tap. So first off, let's just get down and dirty with it, okay? This show may go a little over. I'm just letting you know up front. It's usually 15 minutes. I may go a few more minutes because this is so important and so many people ask me this question. But here's the first number one thing. Are you listening to this podcast? Are you here? Are you in the moment with me? Guess what? If you're listening to this podcast, you are being called. How do I know? Well, gosh, you know. You must have an interest in learning about the divine love that you have for yourself and spreading some of that energy and love to others. If you are here today, there's a good chance that energy work, spiritual healing, doing some type of spiritual work on this earth, spreading your gifts, spreading your love, you're being called, or else you would not have tuned in to the Sharpening Your Spirit podcast. So first off, let's start there, because that's like the easiest way. You can get off, you know, the show now and not be here, because I answered the question. Okay, I'm just kidding. I'm going to give you a few more things that you need to really pay attention to, because they're quite important. The calling. So, you know, here's how you kind of know you're being called, you know, other than the fact that you're extremely interested in spirituality, or you're interested in work that is unique and different. You're interested in doing some kind of something in your life that is giving more than receiving. So you get a calling. And that calling comes in many ways, and I could be here for hours talking about all the different ways you could be being called, but here's just a couple of things to think about. So first off, you kind of know if you're a spiritual healer if you feel the energy of others. You know, we call it the empath or being empathic, but let's just slide that word out for a minute, because in a simplest form, it really is that you just feel the energy of others. And so I'm going to just say how that kind of comes up in me. I'm like one of those people that can be in the grocery store and somebody next to me can be picking some apples and I just get this, oh my gosh, they're sad. And I'll literally start talking to them and try to make them smile. I just get that feeling. Or sometimes somebody really, you know, negative walks by me. You know, I'm like, I get in the elevator and there's somebody really negative in that elevator. And I get off the elevator and I feel like, ah, goodness gracious, what was that? You know, that happens. And so that's what happened. One thing that happens to me, but many people talk about, you know, just really feeling the energy of others or feeling the energy of a room or maybe feeling like I'm not supposed to go there. I'm not supposed to do that. You just get these feelings. Another thing is sometimes as a spiritual being, we get this feeling, and that is life feels a little mundane. It feels a little like we're not part of something. And this is not the big, loving, you know, woo-woo, fantastic part. This is we feel a little bit different. We feel a little separated when we aren't. We're all part of the love. We're all part of the beautiful energy that is just absorbing us into it. Feel a little separated. We feel unique. We feel different. So, you know, if that's happening to you, you may be a healer. So the other thing is maybe you have a history of healers in your family. And, you know, a lot of people say to me, oh, come on, Cindy. You know, I mean, my grandmother wasn't a psychic or anything. And I'll say, yeah, but, you know, do you have nurses in your family? Do you have maybe other people in your family? Like, it could be that your mother was just one of those people that, you know, took people in and loved people and cared for people and cooked for people or whatever the case may be. It doesn't have to be a defined role. You know. So you might have history of people in your family. You may just know things. Like, you know, you may just know things. I have this thing that I say is that I can separate the truth from the false. So somebody can be talking to me, or I could read something, or I could be somewhere and something could be going on. And I completely know what's not only true and false, but I know what is true for me. What is true for the energy of the universe? What is it that God would want in this situation? And you just know. It just comes to you. There's no, you feel it in your heart. You hear it in your thoughts. You just know, this doesn't feel right, or whatever the case may be. You often help other people. Do you do that? Where it's like, oh my gosh, you know, you have 20 different friends, but you're the friend that everybody comes to talk to about their problems, to tell you about their struggles. You're the listener. You're the one that's always there. That's really, you know, you're already doing your healing work. So if that's something that happens, these are just a few different things. This is the things that are going to let you know that they're not only signs from the universe, but you're being called. And you know, many people are being called now. Many people are being called to healing professions, to wellness professions. And why is that? Moment in this beautiful time, the earth, the universe, it's needed. Much healing is needed. And many people feel very confused. And it's the healers that are going to walk them through the confusion and move them over to transform them on the other side. So these would be called signs. But over and above that sign, there's a calling. And the calling is things like you listen to this radio show. The calling is you see a class about something that looks really interesting, you just have to take it. The calling is you feel better when you're around people that are, you know, a little more spiritually minded or spiritually hearted. The calling is that you're the type of person that is going to support people and help people, and it's just who you've always been, but you're really now starting to pay extreme attention to it. The next thing that to really, you know, shift this, okay, look, we've talked about enough things here, but you can probably go, okay, Cindy, I get it. I'm being called. I get it. I'm being called. There's a big purpose for me. There's a big mission that I have. There's loving answers that I can share and help and support others with my gift. And that brings us to the gift. This is the thing that really is the biggest struggle for healers, because we are all these sensitive people, and that we're very emotional, and that we're very, empathic. You know, I'm going to go back to that word again. Is that we have this, you know, these real loving hearts and this real energy that just moves completely through us. Is that a lot of times when it comes to the gift, we deny that gift because we're a little afraid. Because let me share this with you. If you're being called to be a healer, I can pretty much so guarantee you, this is almost a for sure. Not every time, but almost a for sure, because it's part of this human experience anyway. And that is that you've gone through some strife. You've gone through some struggle. You've gone through some torment, some terror. You've gone through some real big, deep things that you've had to shift yourself through in your life. And consequently, sometimes you can be a little bit afraid. But hey, you're getting a tap. You're getting nudged. You're getting called. The divine is calling you to heal yourself, to heal others, and to heal the world. You. That's right. You. Sitting right there in your chair. You are being called. So when that gift starts coming up and you start seeing it, you start getting into that confused state. I don't know what to do. Am I supposed to do anything? How do I do it? You get into all that. Those things are all human energies. What? How am I supposed to? Those are all human energies. But the energy of your gift is just do, just be, just accept. Just nothing more that you need to do. The energy is already within you. The gift is already there. We feel like we have to take some, you know, major like classes, we have to learn a bunch of stuff, and we have to do, you know, all this stuff. But the gift is there. If you aren't familiar with my work that I do called The Love Drop, go to sharpeningyourspirit.com and take the Heal the Healer class, and you will learn about the Love Drop. And the Love Drop is about your gift. And one thing that I will share with you today that is so important is it's already there. It doesn't even need to be revealed. You know, part of revealing something is some kind of a movement or exercise or something. What it needs to happen is you need to just let go and release any fear that's getting you through to the path of that gift. So you may know different ways that you can do that. You may meditate, you may do tapping, you may do, you know, watching meditations, you may ground yourself. I mean, there's so many different ways to kind of move through that. But make sure that you accept that gift, honor that gift, know that it's already there, and stop the confusion, stop the, you know, that feeling of, I just don't know, I just don't know. Is it happening? First, you're here. Yep, you're a spiritual healer. Second, you're being called. Third, you already have this gift within you. And so the next step is people always want to know, well, what do I have to do? What do I have to do? You know, do I have to take a bunch of classes? Do I have to do this? Do I have to do that? All you have to do is allow all the stuff to roll off that puts you in the energy of I don't believe, or I'm afraid, or I'm not sure. And you have to take action. There's no wrong action, right action. Action could be that you hold the hand of somebody and send them love that you meet in the grocery store, squeezing apples or lemons or whatever. Action could be that you start working with a few of your friends. Action could be that you do take a class. Action could be that you start doing some self-healing work. I always say that is a good place to start, the number one place to start, because that really goes to my work that I do called the Love Drop work. As I said, you can take a class about it on sharpeningyourspirit.com. You know, it all starts with self-love. It all starts with self-love. But just allow yourself to move away from this confused energy, the I'm not sure energy, which is all that human ego state, and moved into that spiritual state of oneness, of the divine, of the perfection of who you are. Take action. No right action, no wrong action. Remember that energy work is part of who you are. Being a spiritual healer, you already have the gift. It doesn't have to be developed. It doesn't have to be found. You don't have to dig for it. It's already there. Just start using it. And the universe, the divine spirit, God, Mother God, Father God, Buddha, whoever it is that you resonate with, Jesus, will point you in the right direction as you're in the action. And again, I would start with the first action, which would be the self-love action, really honoring that gift or that love drop, as I call it. So there you go. Are you a spiritual healer? Yes, you are. Are you being called? Yes, you are. Are you ready? Are you ready to open up, move out, and just start? It doesn't matter what you do. Every step is the right step. Don't forget that. So now you can start on a healing path. You can start today in this time. And here's what I'm going to tell you, is that allow yourself to enjoy it. Allow yourself to do it with as little fear as you possibly can. Allow yourself to trip. Allow yourself to be confused again, because it's going to happen. But just don't forget, the gift is already there. The calling, you're already getting the calling. You are a spiritual healer. You're here. You are ordained in the beauty of who you are. So get out there today and create some action. I don't care what it is. Go hold your cat and give your cat a little healing, or your dog. It doesn't matter. Or your grandma. It doesn't matter. Just make action today in one way. Okay. That is the Sharpen Your Spirit podcast today. As you know, I'm your host and your coach, Cindy Sharp. You can go to sharpeningyourspirit.com, take my class, Heal the Healer. It's a great place to start if you're just getting out on your healing mission. Other than that, there's many other things that Sharpen Your Spirit does. But today, I'm going to end like this. You are loved. You are in the right place. You are a spiritual healer. Love, light, and a big kiss. Have a beautiful day, everybody.
Welcome to the radio show with Cindy Sharp.
Cindy Sharp.
You know the girl. She's all heart.
So full of heart.
She got your back.
Yeah.
Helping you to let go of the lack.
Let go of that lack.
Yeah. That's what sharpening your spirit radio is for. Okay, sharpening your spirit radio is here to say. Make sure you're pumping heel up the starting today. It's your home. Sharpening your spirit radio is here to say. Accept yourself and heal of the starting today.
Okay.
Sharpening your spirit radio is here to say. Accept yourself and heal of the starting today. Loving you is all you have to do. Major changes coming about, no worries to think about. Just stand up and shout. Be ready for the new you to show. If you follow your heart, it will lead you to what you need to know. Nothing to worry about, nothing to do. Just refill all the love, be open to your range. Be the who, be the change. Heal the world, let the inner healer out. Today is the day to stand, stand up and shout. Heal the world and let the inner healer out. Today is the day.